We have a lot of people in the mobile games industry screaming and shouting about how IDFA deprecation has destroyed mobile marketing, has made new game launches literally impossible. But in private conversations and a lot of talks with other game industry executives, I'm hearing this kind of counter narrative, which is more whispered, or I actually heard from you for the first time, Warren, that actually maybe IDFA deprecation isn't having as big, huge of an impact as some people are saying, and maybe it's a narrative to hide possibly, you know, bad accounting, bad projections, things like that. And so I wanted to like go back to this conversation we had before, Warren. Maybe you could explain kind of your perspective on IDFA deprecation and what you believe is the actual reality on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to kind of sum up our perspective in it, like at Uptick, we have the luxury or vantage point of working on a number of different games with small developers, large developers, and also just talking to a lot of people. So we hear these narratives, UA is dead, iOS is dead, Facebook is dead, it's all dead, just give up. But it has really been, I'd say, at our assessment, just a lack of big companies specifically being able to adapt quickly. Being a startup, we have, I think, a little more autonomy in kind of pivoting our focus. So, yeah, I mean, in short, like we do about 2/3 of our buying on iOS right now, higher profit margins, higher scale. And it didn't take rocket science to figure out like a viable workaround. You just need kind of like a fresh approach, cross-disciplinary approach, using some engineering resources, some data resources, some UA expertise. But yeah, what I always tell teams is like, you don't need to use us. Like you can just, if you have the right kind of cross-disciplinary squad, you can stare at the problem for, you know, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, and figure out some viable workarounds that work for your business. I know, you know, teams like Singular have obviously been building in this area. So yeah, I think just don't listen to the narratives. Like there's plenty of viable ways forward. It's actually a super easy time to buy on iOS once you get tactics, less competition, lower CPMs, the math works in your favor. So I guess I'll just, you know, baseline it at that.
I think with most things, it's complicated. And there is a tendency to just kind of scapegoat one particular narrative. You know, like, has IDFA deprecation had an impact? Totally. Is it as much as people make it out to be? I don't think so. You see, just companies are really, really focused on profitability now and less kind of willing to invest in R&D. I mean, you see a world coming out of COVID restrictions, you know, so you kind of potentially have customer fatigue going on. So I think there's a lot of stuff actually happening. You know, I'd kind of echo Warren a little bit in saying that, you know, the majority of our buy-in is still on iOS. We still see a bunch of success. And yeah, CPMs are significantly down, but it all kind of like nets out in the wash to where, you know, savvy developers are still able to spend effectively.
Clearly, there's a massive impact to the whole sector, right? But that's very different from, you know, does it have to be an impact to you in your business, and can you work around it? So yeah, two separate topics.
It's complicated, and definitely we see success stories in iOS, and like, you know, like some of you have mentioned, they're the ones who are not necessarily publicizing that much, but they're like sophisticated advertisers actually doing very well on iOS and kind of saying, you know, we see it as kind of, they actually like the narrative that UA is dead on iOS because it's actually more opportunity for them, right? Definitely have been seeing that for sure. So yeah, I would agree with kind of, you know, that point around like it's not that UA is dead, it's just a bit different on iOS. The thing though, you know, just to add the debate there, is it really is different, and you need the resources sometimes, or you need to learn really, you know, how to deal with it. It's not, you know, the ones who've just tried to, I think we've seen like multiple types of advertisers out there. They're the ones who just try to do everything the same way, exactly the same way, didn't change anything, and just saw plummeting performance without, you know, like doing the actual work of like adapting to the matter. Exactly like Warren said, we did see that the adaptable companies, and it's not rocket science out there, right? It's like, yeah, just doing the work, figuring out like the new kind of mechanics, basically, figuring out to adjust, definitely find their way to find success. And we also saw the companies who kind of said, you know what, it's just too complicated for us, so we're just not going to advertise in iOS. Literally, like dropping the spend completely, focusing more on Android, seeing kind of the CPMs kind of growing there and kind of making it more difficult, but kind of just afraid of like tipping the toes in the water. So, you know, it's just like a mix of experiences and, like risk analysis, I guess, for companies and really resources of how much they want to invest. I do think it's an opportunity, right? For the ones who have the resources or want to kind of learn and adapt, it's a great opportunity for them.
I was just going to say to that point of so many companies just tapping out. I keep saying that like there's analysis paralysis of like, we can't figure this out. We're just not going to do anything. It's crazy to me. It's like, this is like half or more of your business. Like throw some sort of reasonable resource at this, like integrate, like talk to more companies that we've seen this as like such a go-to tactic for major companies of just bowing out of the ecosystem. It's like truly insane to me.